Maine lawmakers are still divided over whether to delay, repeal, or implement Maine's landmark ranked choice voting law. Steve Missler reports.
On Monday, the legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee held a lengthy public hearing on a proposal that would implement parts of the voter-approved law that are unlikely to run afoul of Maine's Constitution. But after a series of votes, there's still no clear consensus among lawmakers about how to deal with a law designed to allow voters the ability to rank candidates in order of preference. And opponents of the law have some cover to repeal ranked choice voting altogether. That's because the Maine Supreme Judicial Court issued an advisory opinion in May saying the portion of the law dealing with legislative and gubernatorial races and general elections violates the Constitution. But advocates of ranked choice voting say the court opinion means lawmakers should move forward with implementing the law for congressional elections and primary contests. Democratic State Senator Michael Carpenter agreed lawmakers should do what they can to implement the law.
I think if we don't move forward with some version of ranked choice voting, the part that the court has not had a problem with, I think we're sending a bad message to our voters.
While some lawmakers agreed with Carpenter, several worried about a memo distributed by Maine election officials saying they need over $1 million over the next 2 years to implement the law. They also said there needs to be rule changes to make sure ranked choice voting deals with issues that may occur during balloting or during a runoff. The VLA committee then voted out four separate versions of a bill that could be considered when the legislature convenes for a special session next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.